G'day, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time. Local netball clubs, they are amazing, especially around here in Bendigo and Central Victoria. And there's some grants available. Can you tell us about them?
Yes, there are. The Woolworths Pick Fresh Play Fresh grants have just opened up. They're in their third year. And this time around, 85 grants of up to $10,000 will be available to local netball clubs to help them provide fresh produce and fresh fruit or good education for kids around good nutrition. So we know how important sports clubs are in the fabric of community. And they're so important in helping kids learn good habits like teamwork and resilience and leadership and discipline. But another massive habit that they can learn, an important habit that they can learn through playing sport and through playing netball, is good eating habits and good nutrition. So these Pick Fresh, Play Fresh grants are designed to help clubs deliver that.
There's a lot of people out there who think, you know, just eating an apple is a good thing, which it is, or eating a banana, but it's that training as well, isn't it, Liz?
It is, and it's the presence of mind to actually choose something that's good for you, perhaps when there's something else on offer. So especially for kids, we know that most kids get their fruit requirements per day, but we also know that only 4% of kids get enough vegetables in their daily food intake. So we want to make sure that first, that sort of fresh fruit and vegetable is available for them to choose. But secondly, we want to make sure that they understand the importance of choosing it. And that is around education. And I'm always banging on to my kids. You know, I feel the pain of parents trying to get their kids to eat vegetables because I've got two little kids. And I'm always banging on to them about how, you know, your body's like a high-performance sports car and you want to put the right fuel in to get that performance out. So if sports clubs can perhaps deliver the same message but in a different voice, you know, kids when they hear their parents bang on, their eyes glaze over. But if their coach is saying it or if the local club president is saying it or if a nutritionist is saying it, they're more likely to listen. And it's about getting kids and grown-ups as well to think about fueling their bodies for performance.
Now, if my son's listening this afternoon, there you go. I've been banging on about the vegetables, and now you've got it from a netball expert, Liz Ellis. So, Baylen, if you are listening this afternoon, you need to be eating those vegetables. And he's even been told by a Melbourne Storm fullback by the name of Ryan Pappenhausen to eat his vegetables, and he still doesn't do it. So I'm trying to get that message out there just to him alone. But it is very important for kids to get into those vegetables, as it is to play sport. Now, as an elite sports person yourself, how important is getting kids on the netball court?
Oh, look, I can't speak to the importance enough of getting kids out there playing netball or any sport. You know, when I had a little girl, lots of people said to me, oh, do you want her to play netball? And I'm like, I don't care what she plays as long as it's a team sport. I think team sport is so important for kids because, like the lessons that I just mentioned before, you know, teamwork, the ability to work in a team. When you go into the workplace, that is vitally important. Resilience, taking feedback, working on something to get it right, and then the pleasure of actually being able to perform it when you get out there and play. I think sport is so important, and it's also, you know, I live in a regional community in regional New South Wales, and I see every day the importance of that sporting community for kids, and it shows them not only how to get out there and play, but it shows them there's a supportive community around them, and that saying, it takes a village to raise a child, that I think is really important, and that's where sport steps in so often, especially in today's society where it's a bit disjointed. Sport plays the part of that village in raising children. So, you know, this is why I'm so passionate about these Pick Fresh, Play Fresh grants, because I want sport to be well equipped to be able to pass on those messages around choosing the right food.
Now, Liz, how can people apply for these grants?
All right, it's a pretty simple process, although first you do have to get your thinking hats on and think about what you would like to do. So whether it's providing fresh fruit and veggies as a snack for players before or after games on a Saturday morning, it might be upgrading your canteen facilities. It could be employing a nutritionist. So think about what your association needs and then head to pickfreshplayfresh.netball.com.au/grants to apply.
There's plenty of ways. And as you say, fill out the entry form and away you go. $10,000 to local sporting clubs around Bendigo and Central Victoria would be amazing in the world of netball. Now, Liz, you know a little bit about netball. Can you tell us about the Super Netball season so far? How have you seen it?
Oh, gosh, it's been an up-and-down affair, hasn't it?
It has.
Players are riding a roller coaster. So, you know, they've all been relocated to Melbourne then a couple of weeks ago. Then this week they got relocated to Adelaide. And as recently as yesterday, they've all been relocated to Brisbane. So it's one of those things that is really, you know, hard for the players to deal with. But we're still seeing some terrific games. We saw Firebirds win their third game on the trot to put them just outside the top four. They're a real danger team, I think. But certainly seeing the Swifts and Giants on top of the table and the lightning is in there as well, along with the fever. It makes for a really exciting finish. But unfortunately for you Victorians, I think both Victorian teams are going to miss finals. So you'll have to pick a second team to get on board with.
That's all right. I'm with the Sunshine Coast Lightning because of their association with the Melbourne Storm. So I'm happy with that. Now, just finally, Liz, appreciate your time this afternoon talking about the Grants and obviously netball. I guess for our younger generation, we've been talking about them all this afternoon, but maybe just some words of inspiration from a legend like yourself.
Look, I think the most important thing with your sport is to enjoy it. And I understand that things are really disrupted both last year and this year with the pandemic. But you can still get out and practice your basic skills, whether it's by yourself or with a sibling or your mum or your dad. Just work on your passing and your catching, a little bit of footwork. And by the time netball actually gets back onto the court, you'll be ready to go.
Thank you, Liz. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you very much. Liz Ellis there joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria.